This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Hour 2 of What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition, 9th of March. Happy March 9th today. Daryl Lee standing by, going to be guest hosting the last hour of the program here. We did want to get to a couple of calls. Mike is in Glenburn. John and Grant Forks, hang on just a second. Mike's message is that the Glenburn fire station's burning down. Is that, Mike, what's going on in Glenburn right now?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm the fire chief up there, and Saturday morning we got a phone call, and you always hate to hear this, Paige, that said it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. Said that our fire station was on fire.
Oh no!
We responded to the call. We're a volunteer station. We responded to the call as quick as possible. By the time, everyone got there, it was too late to do anything. The smoke was already down to the floor, and of course, all our equipment to fight the fire was in the station itself. So we had to rely on some mutual aid. So really, while I was calling, I wanted to thank all the support we have got. The first people I'd like to call out are the people from the Lanceford Fire Department, the Max Bass Fire Department, and eventually even the Minot Air Force Base Fire Department came out to help extinguish the fire. Pretty rough. We did lose pretty much everything.
Oh, man.
Fire Department is concerned. So,
and how long, Mike, how long will it take you guys to restock and, re-equip the station?
Well,
who knows, right?
It's going to be a while. This is a long-term thing, and we're still working with insurance companies. Our insurance company has been fantastic so far, and we're looking at that. But, as with any insurance, it covers a good portion of it, but not all of it.
Right.
No, there's a lot of stuff that isn't covered just because the equipment is too old or whatever,
Yeah, well, do me a favor, Mike. Will you keep in touch with us? If you guys have any kind of a fundraiser that gets going, let us know. If we can help in any way, we sure will.
Sure. There's a fundraiser that was started by Clark Stevens. He's an ex-firefighter on the department, but a local individual in the town, and that's on a GoFundMe page. I don't really know the address right off the top of my head, but if you go to GoFundMe and search for Glenburn Fire Department, it pops up.
Right. You'll away. Find it there.
And we've raised several $1,000 there so far. Need a lot
very
more.
Good.
Need as much help as we can get, but sure want to thank all the people that have helped out with helping us to rebuild.
All right. Mike, I'm going to do a search. I'll get that exact address to give out to our listeners, and best of luck, man. God bless and Godspeed for everything you do, and thank the other crew members, and we're thinking and praying for you, man.
All right. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. No problem. Boy, you hate hearing that. I mean, when a volunteer fire department, a volunteer fire service, small town, loses something like that, it's catastrophic. So I will find that out. We got to get Daryl Lee in here. Daryl's going to guest host the last hour. But we wanted to get to John in Grand Forks. John, you had a comment about John Hovind. Go ahead.
Well, I wasn't around yesterday, so I didn't hear what he had to say. I just heard a few guys today talking about, and tell you the truth, I've always thought ever since he got elected that he was kind of one of those weenie Republicans anyways. But there is one thing we should be proud of in North Dakota. He might not have been able, and the Republican Party might not have been able to shepherd any legislation through when Trump was in there to get rid of Obamacare or make the pipelines legal forever so they and all the other things they could have done. But one thing Hovind did do, and this was during the Obama administration, he was instrumental in getting legislation through to name the bison as the nation's national mammal. So as we lurch towards Chinese communist government in this country, and my kids and my grandkids lose their freedom, I'll be, and the Democrat Party and at least 40% of the Republican Party are fine with that, I'll be able to stick my chest out and say, yeah, but my senator got the bison named the national mammal. Boy, will I be proud.
John, I'm sensing a little sarcasm in your delivery, my friend.
Just, and if I could say one other thing. Scott,
yes,
was
sir.
Just on there talking about the three people we've got in Congress and how they're pretty good fighters. And he said,
yep.
With all due respect to him and Kelly Armstrong, Kelly Armstrong, I believe, is the guy who won't come on your program anymore unless he gets an apology for some slight that he seems to think he had. But we listened to 4 years of the most vile names called against not only Trump, but his whole family. And not just the name calling, but lies told about for 4 years.
Yep.
Kelly Armstrong won't come on your program because of some slight either to him or someone in his family. You talk about a limp noodle.
I get it. All right, John. Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I will say, I've known John Hoeven for 20-plus years, back to the governor days. I'm a Minnesota resident. I don't have any skin in this game at all. But I will tell you one thing I do know about John is that John and Kevin Cramer, I know them both. I don't know them as well as Scotty is, but I know them well enough to think that I have a pretty educated opinion. And I would trade a John Hoeven, I would, and a Kevin Cramer every day and twice on Sunday for a Tina Smith and an Amy Klobuchar. So there are reasons to be thankful. There are reasons to be, you know, optimistic. And one other thing I will say is that John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer, I don't know that Kelly is much, but my impression and my knowledge of those two is that they know how to fight the fight. The D.C. swamp and the way to get things, it's not like you can just go into that town and go, unless you're Donald Trump, going, well, we're going to do this, and that's the way it is, and here we go. It's a game. It's a deep, ruled game that you have to know how to play, and if you don't, you can't get anything done. And I will give credit to John and Kevin both, not my senators, but they do know how the swamp works, and they are working for North Dakotans. I their love of this state and their love of the people in it, I don't think is under any question. You know, their tactics may be questionable, and Daryl Lease is here to take over for the last hour. Daryl, I mean, I think you would agree. I mean, sometimes the tactics come into question, but I know they know how to fight in that swamp. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, you made some points there of how you fight the fight, and, you know, I think people in North Dakota want to see more passion. They want to see that public passion. They want to see that vocal passion. They want to see the passion for what the North Dakota people want. And sometimes that's not always, you know, obvious. You know, I know both Kevin and John, and Kevin more so than John, as I worked for Kevin for 3 years doing his ag policy. So I can say I know, you know, a lot of what Kevin thinks, a lot of how Kevin approaches things, that folks don't see on the front side. Now, having said that, do I agree with everything they do? Absolutely not, but I question anyone to find someone they agree 100% with. And so to play that game out there, the sad thing is, Kevin, you said one thing that is so correct, and it's extremely sad. It is a game. That is a sad statement, but it's a true statement. And so to play that game, and here's the problem is the boundaries of the field that the game is played on, so to speak, keep changing rapidly. And so to, you know, you, what we see as the boundary of the day might have already changed yesterday. And I'm not making excuses for what folks feel they did or didn't do right or vote, you know. Heck, I was on the show a couple summers ago guest hosting and called out Senator Hoeven on an issue that he was pushing.
Yep.
And, you know, that he didn't seek agriculture's input and advice on, and that it wasn't going to be good for agriculture. And we got that changed. He took a different approach, and he fought the other direction and won the issue. So, you know, it's a matter of making your voice heard. But if you make your voice heard with these folks by calling them names, by calling them a staff, you aren't going to make any headway, nor should you make any headway, in my opinion. Do it respectfully. Hold them accountable. You can be direct, but there's a difference between direct and disrespectful. Know the line.
That's a great point. By the way, Mike called in about the Glen Burn Rural Fire Protection District fundraiser, GoFundMe.com.
Yeah.
And then if you just type in Glen Burn, GLENBURN, it'll come right up. It's the first thing that pops up. They are trying to raise $100,000. They are at $18,300. Go on there today. Do what you can. We are here to help if we can. Again, GoFundMe.com, Glen Burn Rural Fire Protection District. It'll come right up. And the ability to donate is right there on GoFundMe. Give a call. Daryl Lees is hosting 800-228-0550. Mike and Tioga, you're up next on What's On Your Mind. Stay right there.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Thanks for hanging out with us. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I get to make you hungry today. Tuesday, lunch specials, Valley City hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. That's not a pre-made chicken pot pie either. No, all this is scratch food. Fantastic. Harwood Meatball Dinner, West Main Avenue in West Fargo. Chicken fettuccine. Beefy noodle at 12th Avenue North. And Glendon's got the beef tips and gravy. I love stopping at the Glendon one. That's kind of on my way home. And I just a plug they always have that great roasted chicken at all of the Petroserves, it seems, everywhere I go. And it's the best chicken on the planet. So good. Weekly specials today, if you have that the card, it's Double Stamp Tuesday. You got the Lucky 7 Club card, get a stamp twice today at any Petroserve USA location. Proud sponsor of What's On Your Mind. All right, back to the phones. We've got to get a couple calls in. Daryl Lees is sitting in for Scotty on our last hour. Mike in Tioga wants to weigh in. It says, Dems are quitting because of the far left. Mike, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott was asking this morning what makes you happy. And I heard some news this morning that I haven't confirmed yet, but it was from a pretty good source. Made me kind of happy. Apparently, the entire staff that works for the Democratic Party in the state of Nevada all quit yesterday. And when asked why, they were a little bit disgusted with some of the left basket cases that won seats in the state of Nevada. So they pretty much said, we're out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
That's crazy. All right, thanks, Mike. Yeah, you know, it's fine. I just Googled it quick. Entire staff of Nevada Democratic Party quits after Democratic Socialist State, Socialist Slate won every seat. The battle between insurgent progressives, it says in this headline, in Nevada and the Harry Reid machine began building in 2016. Unbelievable. The entire staff quit. What do you think of that, D?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, so what does that say about some of the integrity of election that's been talked about for the last 4 months?
Quite a bit, I would think.
I would think so, especially in Nevada.
You know, we were talking last night. You know what I see this too, Daryl, is that we were talking last night about a friend of ours was over for dinner, and she said, I don't know how. She said, well, we have to come together. I said, we have to figure out some common ground. And I said, and you see if you agree or disagree, Daryl. I said, well, you know, it's really hard to come together the further someone pulls away. So the more we go to the far left or right, the harder it becomes to get back to the middle. So, and I said, the side that seems to be doing the more pulling to the far side seems to be on the left lately. You know, Green New Deals and, you know, shutting down pipelines and these drastic, drastic measures that are so far left, there's no coming to the middle on that. That's like,
well, and that's exactly right. I mean, there's, if you want anyone that is right leaning or is right and conservative, you want them to sit down at a table even. You have to stop attacking, first of all, our private property rights. And you mentioned Green New Deal there, Kevin. There that thing is kind of pushed to the side, but renamed. Because
right.
Now they're out there with a thing called 30 by 30, which aims to, you know, be the largest land grab in the history of our nation, because they want to permanently preserve 30% of the land and water in the United States by 2030. Think about that in a state like North Dakota, where 95% of the property is private owned. 95% is private owned. Who's the 25% that's going to be left hanging to dry of private property owners on that kind of initiative? And President Biden, or the occupier of the White House out there right now, maybe, signed the executive order on that.
Wow.
So everyone's focused on the Green New Deal. And here's what the liberal socialists out there are so good at that we are not very good at on the conservative side, is they flash the shiny object to gain your attention, and they're destroying you when you're not looking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, watch this hand over here. No. Keep looking over here.
Yeah.
Don't look at this other one.
It's a sleight of hand that is so successful, and they've been doing it incrementally for decades. Well, they've thrown incrementalism out the window because they've got the right so far drugged to the left because of their incrementalism that we've allowed them to get away with as American citizens, that now it's no longer incrementalism. they are swinging for the fence. They are going for the home run or nothing right now.
Well, and it almost seems to me, I mean, these are preliminary steps towards socialisms, towards communisms. And when you say, well, can we unite? Can we come together? Can we be undivided? Well, no. Freedom and communism are diametrically opposing ideals. That's like trying to put two negative sides of the magnet together. They are never going to come together, and I think that's the problem. And until we get the Democrats to listen to some people that actually make sense on that, like Tulsi Gabbard or John Delaney, I don't have any problem listening to some stuff they have to say. The minute AOC steps up, I'm like, come on, man. Really? This is it?
Well, and you know, it's... I would venture to say that these are not steps towards socialism. These are the giant leaps of the previous steps that we've adopted willingly in this country, or allowed to happen willingly. And that is a sad statement of our country, that we have went along with these things. We have went along with, you know, and I'm, you know, I get the great opportunity of representing agriculture in the state of North Dakota, representing the best farmers and ranchers on earth, through the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And even a lot of us are as guilty, because the promise of a guaranteed security, which there is no such thing, to give up a little bit of freedoms, to take and accept this regulation, to, you know, go around this wetland, or to not drive down this side of your property line because of a little bird or something. We have all, and I say we, now there's some out there that have fought against it, but I say we as in general, as a people, have allowed incremental socialism that is now becoming long-reach socialism happen in our great country. We are all to blame. And it now is our responsibility. We all have to be a part of the fix.
It's kind of like death by a thousand cuts, you know? I mean, it really kind of is. If we let them keep cutting.
And I don't want to sound negative, because we're talking about happy day today. And what I think Scott's going to give away a dozen My Pillows. You know, text Scott what makes you happy. But I haven't got a chance to say what makes me happy.
What?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what makes me happy is I walked out today to do chores, and there's a new set of triplet lambs.
Oh.
And the mom is taking care of them. That makes me happy. However, that same thing makes me a little unhappy, Kevin. You know why?
Why is that?
Because inevitably I'm going to have a bottle lamb out of one of those triplets that I got to feed several times a day myself.
Yeah, right. All right.
But, I mean, the new life, the new hope, I get to see that on my farm almost every day.
Amen.
And that's what a great way to start each day, when you can see new little life coming on for a purpose. To provide nutrition in the future for us as humans, and that's what gets lost also in this country.
All right, 800-228-0550. Chad and Fargo, Gene and Berea, you're up next on What's on Your Mind. Stay right there. Thanks for listening.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County, 700 acres of exceptional cropland and trail in Grand Forks County, 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County, 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County, and 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
It's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson and Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodels, garbage disposal replacements. They do it all. Humidifier installation, you get into summer and you get the humidifier cleaned up if you've had it running all winter as well. Natural gas grow piping as well. Give them a call or log on, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com or 701-234-9889. Guaranteed, and this, I'll tell you what, this air cleaning system that they've got, this IAQ, kills viruses, mold spores, odors, and bacteria in your business. Worry about with the COVID going on? 701-234-9889, hatandsons.com. It's What's On Your Mind. Daryl Lees is sitting in the last hour with us. Scotty's got off to a funeral. And Chad wanted to weigh in on North Dakota's senators. I assume that's what you mean, Chad, by our senators. What's on your mind, Chad?
Well, think about this. You say about the fight. You look at AOC and the Democrat left. They fight. They fight and they fight. The bottom line is that our two senators and our congressmen are all worried about the game. They're all swamp creatures. Armstrong has been a total disappointment. We need to replace him. You guys talk about baseball analogies. Well, let's go and bench those three. Get it like a Tony Gehrig in there, a Dave Pepcorn, and find somebody else and have get the orders from the people of North Dakota. The marching orders are to fight. It doesn't matter about what party you get to go to and all that stuff. This is our state. You look at the stuff that's coming across the border. That stuff's coming to North Dakota. They're starting to, they put these people on a bus for a reason. They're going to put them in the states that are red states to try to get the votes to go Democrat. We can't see that. We need to replace these people and put people in there that basically are going to fight for the people of North Dakota. We will be paying a lot more social benefits in our state because of the Democratic Party. We got to fight.
Well, and so, Chad, I think that, you know, I extremely appreciate everyone's passion for the fight. I think the difference that we see is the how they fight and how they stick together. It is proven that the Democrats, if they take a position, they will all stick together. They will die on the sword for it. And it seems that we as conservatives over on the Republican side, we're just going to throw this guy under the bus. We don't care. And while we're doing that, we're making it easier for the other side to continue their fight and band together, because now we're fracturing. And so I think there's a lot of it is the way that the fight plays out. And the difference in accountability, you know, the Democrats will, you know, one will say it, one will swear to it, and the next one will confirm it, you know. So, and on the Republican side, one will say it, then the other one will go, well, yeah, might be, and then you'll never get someone to, you know, confirm it. And so I think it's the approach to the fight that I think upsets myself and many others out there that, you know, we don't have to be yelling from the rooftop all the time. Yeah, we like right. to see it once in a while because yep. we want to know that they're out there, and they've got to do it once in a while to just shore up their, you know, that they're actually working for the people back here. But it is a – the other side is in that game.
You make a great point, Daryl, too, about
– they're in that same game.
You make a great point about the fight and how to define the fight and what it takes to get in that ring. And it's not – it's but you make a great point, too, Chad. By the way, Chad, I got a text from a listener friend, Nate. He says – My Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell, open a factory in North Dakota, have your residence in North Dakota, run for senator in North Dakota. Just saying.
See, you look yeah. at, you look at yeah. Trump. Trump sat there and he fought for us.
Yep.
Our congressmen, our senators all basically played a game going, you bet we back him, we back him. Did they back him? No. At the end, yep. they said, well, we can't die on this hill. Well, what the hell are we going to die on when we basically have $10 gasoline? We have everybody running through our border. They're not even putting masks up. They tell us we have to mask up. We have to do all this stuff, but yet they're letting everything underneath the sun go through the Texas border. They're going to infect the hell out of everybody.
No, that's again, Chad, great. Oh, sorry, yep. Oh, dang it, I clicked the wrong thing. I'm sorry, Chad, I ended up hanging up. I didn't mean to do that. I apologize. But he's right.
Well,
and the more and they Chad do this, the more they own it.
Point, but what also we have to think about here, Kevin, and all I want all the listeners to think about out there. We chastise what we see on the outside, okay? Do we know the conversations on the inside? And do we know the conversations that Senator Hoeven or Senator Cramer had with President Trump during those months? Do we know how much they were in contact with him? Do we know how much, whether President Trump said, yeah, okay, this is a strategy, this isn't a strategy, we know where. We don't know what the strategies are. And you know,
yep.
that is something that is really has to be looked at, is what is the final endgame strategy? And we don't know that. And
right.
and someone's going, well, we should know that. Well, if you're a general leading the troops into battle, are you calling up the opponent and going, oh, we're going to be over here on Sully Hill in 3 minutes and 28 seconds?
No.
Be prepared?
No.
So, I mean, we don't know the battle. Hey, I tell you what.
You know what? And I'll tell you one quick thing, Daryl, is that a listener of Rush's, I heard a few months ago, made a great point. Politics is policy and tactics. The left has lots of tactics and very poor policy. The right has great policy and very poor tactics. The right needs to define its tactics and to see, you know, how we're going to fight this fight, depending on how you define it. I thought that was a good
analogy. That's what I talked about, banding together and
yep.
staying together. So,
exactly.
You know, and so I started out my thing, you know, talking about private property being a very big division.
Yep.
And, you know, if you want us to come together in this country, we've got a gentleman calling in, Representative Ben Koppelman. I think we have him with us right now. Ben, do we have Ben with us right now?
Yeah, we do. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a wonderful morning, Ben, and thanks for joining us here. And, boy, we're having topics all over the board. But one of my points today that I wanted to bring out to the issue here is private property and private property rights in the state of North Dakota. And I just want to start off by going that, you know, those of you in the east over there, West Fargo, Fargo area, you are fortunate to have Representative Ben Koppelman as one of your representatives over there. He displays the ability to get things done. He's very good. We just got done talking about how you go about tactics, how you go about presenting things. And Ben is so well thought through here, folks, that I wanted him to come on and talk about one of his private property bills that he, you know, nurtured through the House and will be into the Senate here, and it's a Stand Your Ground bill. And, Ben, can you kind of describe what your bill does to the listeners out there?
Well, in real simple terms, it says that you have the right to defend yourself any place that you're legally allowed to be. And when we talk about Stand Your Ground, some people that have different political points of view on this issue try to claim that, oh, this is going to legalize murder and things like this. It doesn't. It doesn't allow you to break the law. It doesn't allow you to trespass, and it doesn't allow you to use deadly force unless those type of requirements are met under our state law. So I'll tell you what those are. You can already, under state law, use deadly force. Let's see. When used in lawful self-defense or in lawful defense of others, if such force is necessary to protect the actor or anyone else against death, serious bodily injury, or the commission of a felony, including violence. So what the bill is essentially saying is if those things occur, if you're being threatened in that way, serious way, that you don't have to run away and, you know, hide behind a rock or hide behind a watermelon at the store. You can defend yourself. Now, many choose to arm themselves with firearms, and others can use any other variety of dangerous weapons, but you still have to follow the law. And so I think what we've done here in North Dakota is we've got the general Stand Your Ground principle, which I call no duty to retreat. And we've got that put in place where if you're following the law, you can use that without having to think about running away.
Well, and I think that's the key point is that you made there, Ben, is there are so many people out there going, oh, you're just legalizing murder. No, you're not, because if it's proven that you sought out and you antagonized somebody to be able to get this accomplished, you're going to pay the penalty. But however, if someone approaches you and you're threatened, under current law, there's almost a responsibility, like you said, that you have to try and flee. Well, if someone's holding a gun, and even though they may not have pointed it directly at me, but their approach, their demeanor, the reason that they've come and encountered with you states that, you know what, I'm in danger, or my family's in danger, or the person next to me is in danger. Why we should have to flee never made sense in my mind. And so I think that's one of the big things that people have to understand is we're not changing the responsibility of following the law. We're changing the responsibility of ability to react to protect oneself or one's property. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. And I think the law right now is a little bit of a paradox or an unlikelihood. In the sense that if my family's threatened, you know, my family is huddling around me, and whether the person has a gun or is, you know, doing whatever they're doing to threaten our lives, that I'm going to think about, you know, can I run in the opposite direction fast enough to beat a bullet? I'm not going to do that. And so then it's going to put me at odds with the law because I use common sense. But I didn't first think about where to retreat. So this way, by changing the law, you're making it more of the proper natural response to those sort of situations. And let's face it, if you have somebody pointing a gun at you three blocks away and it's easy for you to step into an alley to protect your family, nobody's going to come up with the logical alternative that nope, I should drive forward and pursue that threat. I mean, come on, you're trying to protect your family. So you're gonna seek safety when you can, but you can't have like a little checklist attached to your belt that you're checking off before you use force or you'll lose every one of those confrontations.
Right, right. Well, you know, Representative Koppelman, thanks for coming on today. I wanted to give you some time to explain that because I think it's important legislation for us in North Dakota.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosker, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosker, at 701-213-4426. or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
Well, I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway, Mandan, North Dakota. They've got some 2020 Buick SUV models left. Envision, Enclave, Encore GX, and the Encore. Okay, up to 22% right now below the MSRP on these 2020s. They've got to get them going. Okay, Buick or GMC owner lessees in there on that deal. How about a 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab? $5,500 purchase allowance, and they got free money all over the place. 0% interest on some of these models. Lifetime protection at no extra cost, too. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Call them, 701-214-6372, or online at schwannbuickgmc.com. All right, we got a full bank of calls. Let's burn through these. Daryl Lees is here, hanging out for Scotty in the last hour. Gene and Berea, Gene, Initiative 33, what's on your mind?
No, it's Initiative 3030. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And caller Chad was 100% right. Initiative 3030, and I'm not talking about a lever-action Winchester. Are you familiar with it?
I'm not. Daryl, are you familiar with Initiative 33?
Yeah, that's what I brought up, that the Green New Deal doesn't seem to exist, but they're renaming things, and that Initiative 3030 is what I talked about in kind of my opening monologue there about the infringement on private property rights that's going to happen if that goes through.
Okay.
So, Gene, what's your thoughts on it, or what's your...
What are we going to do about it? And I heard a lot of talk about strategy. Hope is not a strategy. So what are we going to do about 3030?
All right, good question.
Well, and here's what we don't know about 3030 is we don't know a lot about it. We don't know. There's not a lot of details. They're starting to come out, but they're very shaded and guarded details. And so one of the things is we don't know every detail that we have to fight. But the thing is every private property owner, Gene, has to be willing to band together to fight this and not give in, because they're going to offer some sort of payment to permanently put your property into an easement that goes on and on forever, and they change the rules as they want to go. And it's no different than the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service easements that are out there now. I would venture to say this 3030 will have a plan to make those things even more strict. And so it's going to take every property owner out there not selling out to the government and not selling out to these kind of initiatives to fight back. That's the number one thing I think that has to happen.
All right. Jerry is in Downer talking term limits. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Well, I agree with you, Daryl, that it's the voters' fault that we're in this mess. I completely agree with that. But I question for you both, do you guys agree with term limits?
I do. I'd like to see it, but I know they're never going to vote them in. They're never going to adopt them just because they vote themselves out of a job. I don't think so. But, Daryl, what do you think?
So I'm not a fan of term limits. Now, let me clarify that I'm not as ardent opposed as I used to be, because the sad thing is, you know, when our founding fathers set up our country, they set it up for an informed electorate, okay? And sadly, we have people that are voting not even for themselves, but that aren't informed. And, you know, there's about probably 85 to 90% of the people out there that are uninformed of what they're truly voting for when they vote, or who they're voting for.
Clearly.
And so it begs the question, do we need term limits? And I understand where people get down that road. However, I think that it's a dangerous path of the unintended consequences that are involved in that.
Well, and a big thing that Scotty makes, Jerry, about term limits, too, that they've talked about is it really isn't the representatives as much as it is the bureaucrats, the people that aren't elected to anything, that stay there, like Fauci, guy that stays there for decades. He's never elected. He's never really even hired. He just is there, and he's you know, they're like, the ones that can make life, you know, very difficult.
And it's a bureaucrat problem. It is not an elected servants problem, and I call them elected servants. I don't call them elected leaders or elected officials. Yep. They're elected servants because they're supposed to work for us. We're their boss.
We got a couple of minutes left, and we want to get two calls in. Corey, you got a minute talking tactics and policy. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just have to disagree with Daryl. And what's the number one thing that Kevin Cramer was bragging about when he first got in there? He got the bankruptcy stuff increased so his farmers could go bankrupt, and he was bragging about it. Same with Armstrong. And then when we came to him about the USMCA thing, he knew all about the restrictions that we got taking our wheat to Canada, which it's two varieties you can take up there. It's 35 million bushels coming down here to our 57,000 going up. And he just thinks he's got all this political clout that he's going to get. The Canadians are laughing. Go back and look at all the news articles and all that stuff. That lady that negotiated on their side is laughing because we cannot limit the amount of wheat they can bring down here or the amount of canola. So they were happy as all get out to sign that USMCA. What are our senators do? Nothing. And farther, Kevin's a snake in the grass. I got a classmate that used to work for him. He said absolutely he'd never vote for him. If he wouldn't have been running against Heidi He said, I'd never vote for that guy. He's a liar.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Daryl, any last thoughts?
No, I think this private property rights issue, we should spend some more time, and we'll have to get Scotty on the phone and discuss when that can happen, because, man, my phone's been blowing up on the other end here.
Let's do it. Absolutely, let's do it. You can always call 855-200-1776 and leave a message there. That is the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. More on them at oasispetroleum.com. God loves you, so do we. We got
to
go.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.